Hello, this is Erin Pavlina with erinpavlina.com. Peppered throughout my blogs, you'll probably hear me talk a lot about raising your vibration, or changing your vibration, or adjusting your vibration. But what does that mean? Recently, a reader asked me that question: what is vibration? One way to think about your vibration is that it's your emotional state. So, are you in a state of fear, anxiety, anger, sadness, shame, guilt? Those are generally considered low vibrations. High vibrations, as you might imagine, are things like love, gratitude, peace, compassion, and joy. So when I talk about raising your vibration, usually I'm talking about going from one of the lower vibrational states to one of the higher ones. And so how do you do that, and what are the benefits? When you're in a high vibrational state, you're more connected to source energy. You can think of source like God or the divine being. You're vibrating closer to the frequency of source, and so you're going to feel better, you're going to make better decisions, you're actually going to be more resourceful, and you'll be able to hear the wisdom and insight coming from the universe. Being in a high vibrational state should lead to a happier, more fulfilling experience or life. The more you can stay in a higher vibration, the better your life's going to be. So, would you rather be happy or sad? Would you rather feel peace or anxiety? Putting yourself in a high vibration can be difficult for some people or easier for others. In my audio program, Raising Your Vibration, I go over 10 ways you can raise your vibration in less than 10 minutes. It's really powerful, it really works, and people who have listened to the program have had really positive shifts in their vibration. But generally speaking, you want to identify the activities, thoughts, and beliefs that put you in a high vibrational state. So for some, that could be singing or dancing. For others, it could be taking a long hot bath or shower. For someone else, it might be controlling spending or saving money. That might put you in a high vibration because you feel a sense of safety or peace. For you, it might be a walk in the park or meditating, maybe seeing a movie or going to a show. Maybe it's eating an ice cream sundae or a huge plate of veggies. Your thoughts carry vibrations too. Are you mired in negative or fearful thinking? That's going to lower your vibration. Or do you put a positive spin on events in your life? You don't want to lie to yourself, but if you can see the bright side or the silver lining, even during tragedy, you're going to keep your vibration high. Learn how to tap into the high vibrational energies ahead of time. Learn what gratitude or love feels like, and then the next time you find yourself slipping into a low vibration, you can call upon those feelings of love and gratitude, and it will instantly raise your vibration. Your vibration affects other people. You know what it's like when you're around someone who's in a low vibration. They can kind of bring you down. What vibration are you putting into the world? You might bring other people down with your vibrational state, or you can lift them up with a high vibrational state. It's completely up to you. Think about your vibration before you step out into the world. Are you being positive, loving, grateful? Try it on for size and see what happens. Thank you for listening. If you want to check out my program, Raising Your Vibration, it is available on my website at erinpavlina.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.